Happy Saturday and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is a time where I'd like to spend a few minutes helping people find work, helping people with some ideas for how to find work, and correcting some of the things they may be doing wrong, because I sincerely believe that job hunting doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does for so many of you. And on this show, I'm going to be talking with you about a few creative ways to stand out from your competition and get an interview. A few creative ways to market yourself into a firm that I learned from Abby Kohut, who's a career coach, who I interviewed for Job Search Radio. Now, I've got a lot more at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, but this was a nice, simple show where Abby discussed some ways that you can market yourself. So hope you find it interesting. And afterwards, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Join. It's a place where you'll be able to ask me questions, and I'll give you personalized answers to those questions and personalized attention in your search. Plus, all my books and guides to job hunting are there, and podcasts and articles that will help you find work. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And now,
Jeff Altman,
enjoy the show.
I'm referred to as the big game hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for more than 40 years. I wanted to share with you something that one of my guests on Job Search Radio shared with me about one of the ways she encourages people to try and get interviews. Yeah, she cited a couple of different, her name is Abby Kohut, by the way, A-B-B-Y-K-O-H-U-T. And she cited a couple of ways that job hunters have been getting interviews. One, and these sound real corny to me, but I could see how they work. And she basically says that they don't work all the time, quite obviously. And in some organizations, it could be grounds for dismissal. But at worst, she's heard it working 50% of the time. Let's say she's exaggerating and works 30% of the time. So when all is said and done, these are creative ideas to encourage organizations to take notice of you because you want to stand out. So let's say what you want to do is get an interview with someone and they're just not responding to your emails. What you do is you buy a cheap shoe and you mail it to them. To the individual hiring manager, not to HR. You send it to the individual hiring manager, and you basically include a note saying that you're trying to get your foot in the door and you'd like an opportunity to meet with them. Another tactic that she used, that she suggested someone use, and this, understand her story here. This is a guy who was working in a completely different field, but on the side, he was doing financial analysis. And it wouldn't show up in his resume except this part-time work on the weekends, but he was trying to get the attention of a hiring manager at a very prim and proper financial firm in New York. So what he did was send an egg timer and ask, can I get this amount of your time and I want to prove to you that I'm qualified to do what you need me to do, or need someone to do. And by sending a 3-minute egg timer, what's the big threat? And he met with them, got hired. He's now a VP with the firm. The point to all of this is there are times to think creatively to get someone's attention, to stand out from the pack. And people tend to send resumes by emails, which means they get caught in the inbox. But sending something by U.S. mail, FedExing a resume, sending a fax, I'm not a big fan of that, but I understand her point that there are times and in certain organizations that sending a fax is the way to get someone's attention. So think creatively at times, not with necessarily your first submission, but when you want to follow up, think in terms of what you can do to creatively get someone's attention, who's a real decision maker. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you found this video helpful. If you didn't even watch it on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button. Just do something that lets people know that this is a good idea for you. Now, I also want to encourage you to sign up for my channel on YouTube, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. All one word, The Big Game Hunter TV. And you get notices whenever I do a new video for YouTube. In addition, come over to my website, sign up for a complimentary subscription to NoBS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. In addition, you can read previous articles I've written for the e-zine there. Listen to podcasts of my radio shows, Job Search Radio and NoBS Job Search Advice, which are broadcast weekly. Job Search Radio is on webtalkradio.net. NoBS Job Search Advice is on blogtalkradio.com. They're both available in iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Player FM, the BlackBerry Store, you know, all the usual podcast sites. In addition, you know, there are more than 50 places that you can post your resume to at my site. You can search positions I'm recruiting for. There's information about my books and guides to job hunting, easy to work with career builder links, access to Indeed and Job Search Universe, both of which search thousands of other sites for job leads, so you don't have to find all these places. A few final points. First of all, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I should mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. Next, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The address is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Next, sorry, just drew a brain cramp. If you have a question for me, contact me through liveperson.com, where I'm a job search expert and a career coach. So again, that's liveperson.com. And if you're interested in personal job search coaching from me, contact me through vippersonalsearch.com. I'd love to help you get to work more quickly. So this is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.